Twitter takes no action against viral tweets stating violence is the answer. By Alam Bokhari on May 29, 2020. Twitter censored tweets from President Donald Trump in the White House, falsely alleging that they glorified violence. But it has also allowed a tweet from a user claiming violence is the answer to go viral, accumulating over 60,000 retweets over the course of nearly 3 days. The tweet was posted by the Twitter account of Ajia G, who says she creates black empowered rants, commentary, and conversations on YouTube. Unpopular opinion, violence is the answer, said the Twitter user, archive link. The tweet was posted nearly 3 days ago and remains on the platform, with over 60,000 retweets and 260,000 likes. This means it predated the violent riots in Minneapolis, and therefore may have been seen by those who did decide to become violent, just as the tweet incites its audience to do. In a follow-up tweet, the violence promoter revealed that her post had been reported to Twitter, but that Twitter declined to take any action. While Twitter did not take down or apply any warning label to this tweet encouraging violence, it censored a tweet from President Trump and the official White House Twitter account earlier today, falsely alleging that it glorified violence. "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen," said Trump in his now-censored tweet. "Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." The president later clarified the tweet. "Looting leads to shooting, and that's why a man was shot and killed in Minneapolis on Wednesday night. Or look at what just happened in Louisville with 7 people shot," Trump wrote on Twitter Friday afternoon. "I don't want this to happen, and that's what the expression put out last night means." Update: although the tweet is still visible on Twitter as of this update at 7:35 p.m., a Twitter spokesperson told Breitbart News that this tweet is in violation of the Twitter rules. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.